Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. A few things here, just to bring people up to speed on what's going on. Adam Schefter, we just heard from him, his thoughts on the Lions situation moving forward, and he is predicting a lesser deal. Thinks that a lot of the talk that we hear, and look, we all say make the call, but the Crosby or Garrett talk is probably fantasy football, but doesn't mean you don't make the call. You don't check it out. You don't see. And Cleveland might be to a point where they're like, this thing's such a mess. We just gotta implode and start all over. So they might be open to that, or they might be open to building around him, which is probably what I would do if I were Cleveland, is try and turn it around quickly, because you can, although the Watson contract has year ramifications. But anyway, that was Schefter. Earlier in the show, we all got in on a shoot the boot guarantee that it would not be Crosby or Garrett. Not that we wouldn't want them, but we just can't see it happening. I think the more likely big move, most likely big move they can make is Hassan Reddick. And immediately we get hit with, he's not going to do it unless he gets a contract extension. Let me put it to you like this. I think it's more likely, now that he's changed agents, that Rosenhaus will convince him to play this year on a team that can win a Super Bowl, look great doing it, go into free agency, and score his big contract then. I think it's more likely that that happens than Vegas moves Max Crosby or Cleveland moves Myles Garrett. But, I mean, that's up to, subject to debate. And some people don't agree with that, and that's fine. But if I'm to predict the big move that happens, I think it's Hassan Reddick. I did as much as I could in terms of homework to find out if Hassan Reddick is a good teammate, a good dude. I know he's done some things in the community in Camden. You can read a lot of that and say, okay, but I can't find a lot on whether or not he's a good teammate. I found some what I would call non-credible stuff. People talk about he's a no-nonsense kind of guy, but I'm not like seeing, you know, when, I'll give you an example. When Tim Patrick was put on waivers by Denver beat reporters, guys who work in the industry, were saying, this one kind of hurts because he is such a good locker room guy, but he just couldn't stay healthy and they've decided to move in a different direction. So when the Lions, when we saw that, we immediately said, this could be a big receiver they go after because he seems to check that box. Now, you don't always have to. You don't always have to. They have, so far it seems, avoided any locker room problems or anybody that professionalism might be called into question, but you don't always have to. You can always try and do the, we'll make them conform move.
You can, and I applaud your efforts into delving into the background of Hassan Reddick as best you can. Yep. I tend to agree with you that this is probably a likely path to getting the defensive end of substance, that Garrett and Max Crosby, that those are highly unlikely. I just, unless those teams finally declare that they're selling, which it doesn't seem like they would, or if they are, that they're not going to sell those guys. But in the unlikely scenario that happens, yes, I will shoot the boot. It was Kang's shoot the boot. I'm jumping on board with it. Hassan Reddick is gettable. He's totally gettable. The problem is if you get him, you have to extend him. It doesn't really matter to me that Drew Rosenhaus is involved with this now, that he's trying to negotiate a trade. Of course he's trying to negotiate a trade, but he's going to try to negotiate the trade with getting an extension. So are you willing to extend him if you're the Lions? And you should be willing to extend him. The question is for how much, and then does it become too much? Which is the same question you'd have to ask if you were going to trade for any of these other players. Okay, well, they come with big price tags. So how is it any different with Hassan Reddick?
If because you trade for him, then I don't agree with extension. You. I don't agree with you that you have to give him an extension. Then, I think things are changing. I think the dynamic with him is changing. Otherwise, I don't think he changes
it. Okay, then why wouldn't you give him an extension? If you can't afford him. So then we have to stop talking about anybody else then.
He's a pure rental. Well, yeah, and I kind of have. He's okay. A pure rental.
But I just want to make that point, though.
Yes.
We can't talk about Max Crosby or Myles Garrett because they're too expensive. It's not that they won't be traded. They're too expensive then.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yes, and I think that point needs to be made because the whole point is
he's a pure rental, and if he will agree to do it, and I think it's more likely that he will agree to do that, then those teams will agree to part with those players. And I think the Lions will see it as a perfect. Come in, play for us for a year, go get your bag, and we get Aiden Hutchinson back for next year. 248-539-9797. Here's some feedback regarding the Lions trading for a defensive end. Go get Za'Darius Smith and Clowney. We're down two starting defensive ends. Those guys are cheaper to acquire and would fit in under the salary cap in Detroit. That's Steve in Iowa.
Where's Clowney right now?
Clowney is in Carolina, and he has an out after this year, and he doesn't cost that much. His base salary next year would be big, but if you could just release him after this year.
Is he hurt right now, too?
That I'm not aware of. He's played in five games, and he has not played since October 6th, so he might be hurt, yeah. Za'Darius Smith, I mean, that's a move that with a 32-year-old, is Cleveland likely to part with Za'Darius Smith? I think you could probably pry him out of Cleveland, yes. You probably could. Za'Darius Smith also has an out after this year, so it could be essentially a rental. Miles Garrett or bust. Cleveland needs the picks, and Garrett is locked up. Aiden is the straw that stirs the drink. Adding or plugging anything other than a stud is the same as doing nothing. Well, that I don't agree with. Getting better at the position than you currently have is not doing nothing. It might not be as good as getting Aiden Hutchinson, but if they go get a good defensive end, an edge rusher, then yeah, I think that's improving your defense. It's not doing nothing. I think it's going to be Garrett. They signed McNeil last night to prepare the cap. They need to sign Hutch, Jamo, and Joseph in the next 2 years. By the time they need to sign Gibbs, Branch, and Laporta, Decker and Montgomery will be off the books. Goff will need to restructure, will be in restructure territory, and you can move on from Garrett as well as you can choose as well if you choose to. But you have a 3-year run with him without losing our own guys. If you've done the math on the cap, I suppose. 248-539-9797. Josh is next in Warren. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted your thoughts on so we have the Brad Holmes way where it's, you know, we're building up through the draft. We're developing our own guys. The Tigers are kind of doing that way right now. But we have two examples of with Mr. Illich and with Joe Dumars where when we got close, they sold whatever we had to go for it. And do you feel like we're in that spot right now to where I know everybody's happy with the FM picks and they want Garrett, but this could be Sheila's time to go out and make a move, like go get Garrett, go get Crosby, and put us over that edge because nobody thought we were getting Prince Fielder. We went out and we got Rasheed Wallace, and we became championship-level teams. And that's what I feel we need to do in this window of football that we've never seen before in our lives.
Try it, sure. I mean, Schefter thinks it's a fantasy. He doesn't think those teams will part with those players. It doesn't mean you don't try, but I kind of tend to agree with
that. That's all I want to hear. I want to hear they tried. I want to hear they went out there and did it, and they got told no, because I will feel very disappointed as if the Lions didn't make a move, and then all of a sudden I hear breaking news, the Chicago Bears have Miles Garrett for some dumb reason, because that's what happens with this division, is these other teams make moves for big defensive players, and we don't get them. And I feel like this is the time where we need a big defensive move, and it puts us over the edge, or at least go out there and get told no.
Well, you may not hear it because they don't want to say whatever they end up with was plan B. They never want to say that.
If you don't hear it,
don't 100% assume it didn't happen. But yeah, I mean, look, you call, you try. If we hear that Garrett or Crosby goes to somebody else for a low price tag, then I can understand the angst.
Well, I was going to say, if we hear they get traded at all to anybody other than Lions, I think Lions fans will be pissed because
Gives up 3 first round picks and something else.
But I think Lions fans are right now of the thought, F them picks.
They might be. They might be. I'm in more of a Brad. I trust Brad Holmes, whatever he wants.
I do. But, you know, I think the other thing of training for guys, and we both agree, it doesn't seem like they can afford these guys beyond a year. But if they can, then that's really what we're set up for, right? It's not just salvaging this year without Hutchinson. It's looking forward to say, oh, my God, can you imagine next year? if they have Hutch and one of these guys they trade for?
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.